Okay, I learned Shabbat in the Chus for Shem from Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka Besor Shechol Yisrael. Also, Leila Nishmas, my great grandfather's yard site is this Erev Shabbos Chav Pezel, Reb Yosef Ben Yincheska Halevi. We're going to learn tonight a short piece of the Nesivah Shalom. Nesivah Shalom writes, the end of Sefer Devarim, he calls this the last piece. If you want to look inside it on page 261 to 263, Reish Samach Af to Reish Samach Yibel, he quotes this piece, Shabbos Shelefnei Rosh Hashanah, which is this Shabbos. The Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, what's the Avodah? And the Nesivah Shalom goes on to quote one of the earlier Sonim Rebbein, the Beis Avram, and says, the Gemara tells us on Rosh Hashanah, Beis Amad Beis, Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana, that one day of a year is as equal to be a year itself. Says in Nesivah Shalom, Sha'afilu B'Yom Ha'achron Shal Hashana, Efshar L'Takin is called Hashana, even at the last moment, the last minute of a year, a person can fix the entire year. And says in Nesivah Shalom, how much more so this is applied to Shabbos. The kol shekein b'Shabbos ha'achrona shevadai efshar lahalos ba'as the kol Shabbos ha'shana. That maybe throughout the whole year, maybe we didn't keep Shabbos in the most appropriate way, but we make sure Shabbos of Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech Tavshin Pei, the last Shabbos of the year, can we have the ability to fix all the Shabbosos of the entire year? And he says this is the ultimate way to get ready for the Yomim Noram. Not only is it good for the past to be able to fix the past, but it could also help you for the future. A Jew is sitting now less than 8 days to Rosh Hashanah. How are they going to come and stand in front of the king? How are we supposed to stand in front of the Rabbanu Shalom? The Malach Malach Elmachim. The Chesh Baruch Hu knows all the things that maybe we have done right, the things that we've done wrong. What's the name of Voda? And he says the main gateway, the main pathway is through the Kiddush of Shabbos Kodesh. And specifically this Shabbos. And he quotes the Ber Maim Chaim, Parshas Nitzavim, this week's Parsha. The Zohar tells us in Chalek Beis, Peches, Kol Berchon de La'ela V'tata B'yom HaShvi'in Talyan. Which means that all of the bracha from the coming week comes from the Shabbos before. And he says that means Shabbos HaGadol already has the Oros of Pesach, which is the Shabbos before Pesach. And Shabbos Shuvah has the Oros of Yom Kippur because of the Shabbos before Yom Kippur. And that means the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah has all the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. That means inherent in the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah is the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. Shagam b'yom ha'godah v'hanor eis mishpat imo yisob Rosh Hashanah v'kisev es chiyusah p'nosseim v'nosseim hinei ha'kol na'aseh v'nimshach b'shabbos shalafanov. It all comes from the source from before. It all comes from the Shabbos before. So we might just think, oh, it's just another Shabbos. No, says the Nesivah Shalom. Not only is it another Shabbos, but it's a Shabbos that it could fix all the Shabbosos of Tavshin Pei. And it's also the Shabbos that already has the Kiddusha of Rosh Hashanah. It's setting the tone. It's setting the tone for the rest of Rosh Hashanah itself. Especially this year, when Shabbos falls out on Rosh Hashanah itself. Rosh Hashanah falls out in Shabbos. It sets the tone. When we show the Rabbanu Shel, we want to make Shabbos a little more holy. We show the Rabbanu Shel, we want to fix all the Shabbos of the entire year. And that sets the tone already for us to be able to feel the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah already coming this Shabbos. And he goes on, skipping another paragraph or two. And he tells us, if you look at later on in the Parsha says, V'shavta ad Hashem alokecha. A person has to go do tshuva up until Hashem. If it was in Shemayim, we would have to go up and get it, Rashi says. And he quotes the Kabbinah Rebbe who says, what does that mean? That refers to midas of Yisod. It refers to Shemayim ticket things. That at the end of the day, it might look like the things we can't do tshuva in. But through the Kiddush of Shabbos, says the Kabbinah Rebbe, we're able, Misham Mikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers us in. And he says an amazing word here. Listen to what he says over here. From the Chidah, the Sefer Nachal Kedumin. V'shavta ad Hashem alkecha. To do tshuva ad until Hashem. And he says, V'shavta is osios v'shabbos. V'shavta, to do tshuva is osios v'shabbos. It's osios tshuva. Every Shabbos is a tshuva. We know during the week, the Sfarim tell us that tshuva during the week is a tshuva meira. Where an Eved during the week Come Shabbos, a tshuva me'ava, tshuva avadalav, or a ben. What does it mean? V'Shabbos is osios, v'Shavta is osios v'Shabbos. Then a Jew can be able to do tshuva. She'ein adam nita min ha'tumah panimis el b'koach ha'Shabbos kodesh. A Jew can only step into tshuva through the kedusha of Shabbos kodesh. V'anitus hazem mitaris panimis ha'begamim. Then it might have been throughout the whole week, we might have been done things we shouldn't have done. But connecting to Shabbos, we're able to be able to fix all those blemishes and to be able to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Al pi dei yesh lefarsh o shalei tshuva b'tzirif koch Shabbos. Through tshuva and through Shabbos, we're able, haray af imi yanidecha b'tzeh shemayim, b'nyanish b'shar yimaz v'sheva, aim b'shar v'shal l'shiv aleim. Maybe those things that were hard to be able to attain during the week. Mishal mikabezcha Hashem alakecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us on Shabbos Kodesh to gather us in. Shabbos Kodesh yuchal l'shiv aleim. Ki Shabbos Kodesh yibichinas tshuva ilah. He says that Shabbos is something called the elevated tshuva. Throughout the whole week is tshuva tata. Shabbos is the elevated tshuva. And at the end of the day, the Gemara tells us that even that the Eved, that a generation that serves Avodah Zarah, Kidor Enesh, Moichinlo, someone who keeps Shabbos, like the Gemara tells us, Shabbos Kuf Yochesim and Beis, the generation that even served Avodah Zarah, they're able to have their sins wiped away. Because what does it mean to keep Shabbos? Does it just mean to keep the 39 malachas of Shabbos? It means to connect to the Kiddush of Shabbos, to connect us who we truly are, to connect to the Neshama. Don't say that I have a Neshama, say that I am a Neshama. I am a Neshama. I don't have a Neshama, I am a Neshama. And this is what he says in the Siva Shalom, says, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, HaKadosh Baruch is coming to Moshe, Matana Tova Yishri V'Bayis Ginze V'Shabbos Shema. V'Ani Chavetz Yidna L'Yisrael Lech V'Odiyem. I have a precious gift in my treasure house, and her name is Shabbos. Go tell them. And go tell them. What does it mean, go tell them? Perish the chava odiyim ki itachen she'adam yitok matzav gan Eden ve'enu nera misham. A Jew could be standing in Gan Eden, but they have no pleasure there. Ki ein yodeya bechlal shunim tzav gan Eden. They don't know that they're standing in front of Gan Eden. He says the same thing in Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is me'ein me'ein olam haba. But then nimsa yehudi behechal shamelach itachen she'en yodeya mizev lo magish klum. That's why Kadosh Baruch had to go tell him lech v'odiyim. Why does Moshe have to go tell us? Give the lech v'odia means go tell Klai Yisrael what his chus is, what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the ability to not only fix the past, but to set the tone for the future, to wipe off all the blemishes, all the darkness, all the chaos, all the darkness of our lives, all the challenges, to turn it all off. Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican, how many cases, this and that, to turn it all off. And to truly focus on what's really important. That's my relationship between ourselves and each other, and our relationship with us and Chodesh Baruch Hu. Nili doid vidoi dili. But don't forget, Ella also stands for Ish Reo Matonos of Yoinim. The Avodah of Shabbos is not just the Avodah Ben Adam Amakom, but it's also Ben Adam Lachavero. Ish Reo Matonos of Yoinim. That's what Ella is all about. Hashem should bless us to take this short mimer, but the beautiful mimer of the Nesiv Shalom, to understand that the Gemara tells us Yom Echa B'Shana Chashuv Shana, that one day a year is as if it's a full year, and even at the last minute a Jew could change the entire year. That's why the Svarim say, I saw the Shvi Pinchas says, that's why we say Lamaseach Livnei Korach before Shofar. Why before Shofar? Because even at the last second, Korach's sons did tshuva. So to us, even before the Shofar blowing, we have the ability to be able to do tshuva. And the Nesiv Shalom says that it refers to a regular day. How much more so for the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah? We have the ability to fix all the Shabbosos, but not only the past, we have the ability to set the tone. Because we know the Zohar tells us, says from the Rabbi Yimayim Chaim, that the Kedusha of Pesach comes from the Kedusha of Shabbos before Shabbos Agadol. Yom Kippur comes from the Shabbos before Shabbos Tshuva. And Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah has a Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah. This Shabbos is already a little b'chinas Rosh Hashanah. We have the ability to set the tone, of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And that's what he quotes from the Svarim, from the Kubrin Rebbe, and that's what he quotes from the Chidah. V'shavta ad Hashem alakecha. V'shavta ad Hashem alakecha means v'shavta lashon tshuva, but v'shavta is also lashon v'shabbos. That on Shabbos Kodesh we could come back to who we truly are. To who we truly are is that I'm a neshama. I don't have a neshama, I don't have a soul, I am a soul. To come back to who we, what this world is all about, and that's connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to who we truly are, and even maybe during that the whole week, says in the Siva Shalom, Nimi Nidachacha B'Ksei Hashemayim. It's hard to be able to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What happens on Shabbos? Misham Migabatzcha Hashem Alkecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings us together, but we have to take the first step. Habal Etar Misayneto. We have to take the first step. You have to take the first shot, Conway, like Mighty Ducks 1, Mighty Ducks 2, I think Mighty Ducks 1. When the coach Bombay tells Charlie Conway, he tells, I think his name is Josh Jackson, you gotta make the first move, Conway, you gotta make the first move. The Ribbono Shel Olam's gotta see us. And our first move is making sure that this Shabbos is not only holy, but it's more patience with our children, and more Kedusha, and more Erev Shabbos. Because Mishatarach b'Erev Shabbos, Yoichel b'Shabbos. We want to have a beautiful Shabbos. It starts on Erev Shabbos. It starts with our preparations for Shabbos. It starts with making sure we can get a nap before Shabbos. Like the Magen Mizrich used to tell his Hasidim, to be in the Aseres HaDibros, to take a nap on Erev Shabbos. Because you're not falling asleep during Lechol Dodi, you're falling asleep in between the chicken and the soup. It's our job to understand to the gift of Shabbos. Matthew and Siva Shalom says, Gemara and Shabbos, Yom and Abayz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Moshe, Lech Vodiyam, go tell him about the gift of Shabbos. Because says in the Siva Shalom, a Jew could be standing in Olam Haba and Gan Eden and they have no idea. Matthew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would go tell him what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is the ability to be able to wipe off the whole week, connect to who we truly are. And that, says in the Siva Shalom, is the ultimate way to get ready for Yom and Noram. This is what he says, the last line. Shemichuiv lizboni la'amik begodo erech kedushah Shabbos. For us to be able to really, really understand, dig deep within ourselves, the holiness of Shabbos Kodesh. The ultimate way to get ready for Yom Naram, the ultimate way is through the Kedusha of Shabbos. Kedusha of Shabbos is to understand, to put the week aside. Meis be'erv Shabbos Simen Yafalo, the Gemara says. What does it mean, Meis be'erv Shabbos Simen Yafalo? When someone dies on a Friday, it's a Simen Yafa. Says the Baal Shem Tov, no. Meis be'erv Shabbos Simen Yafalo means that you're able to put the week on hold. Meis be'erv Shabbos, you change, the whole week is over. I step into Shabbos, I forget what's going on throughout the whole world. It's just me and the Ribono Shel Olam, my family and my friends. I'm focusing on my neshama, I'm focusing on spirituality, I'm focusing on ruchnius, I'm focusing on panimius, I'm focusing on my relationship between myself and the Ribono Shel Olam and myself and others. Hashem should bless us. That Shabbos Shalafnei Rosh Hashanah, we have the ability to connect to this Shabbos, to fix all the Shabbos of the entire year, but to not only do tshuva for the past Shabbos, but to set the tone for Rosh Hashanah, to set the tone for ourselves, Be'ez Hashem, to have a Rosh Hashanah, to have a Aser Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, to have a Sukkot filled with Kedusha, filled with Tahara, filled with Panimis, filled with meaning, filled with safety and health, and filled with tremendous Kedusha and holiness, gathering us to all together, please God, Amir Hashem. The ultimate Rosh Hashanah, the ultimate minion in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. Wishing everyone an early good Shabbos, a Ksivik, some Tov, a good Geben Shir. Shri Zoch, Bez Hashem, Tim Resorts, Tov, some Azan, all of Klai Yisrael. Ksivik, some Tov, a good Geben Shir, and good Nair Shabbos. Good Shabbos, Shkoich.